AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro Market Research. Full article. DoorDash's two-week recovery push clears the trend line, while relative strength remains below zero. DoorDash rose 10.2% in the latest week and is now 23.3% above its weekly trend line, but the recovery still carries mixed confirmation, with relative strength negative and the stock 24.3% below its 52-week high. Research brief. DoorDash closed at $216.3 for the week ended 7 August, adding 10.2% on 27.2 million shares, or 1.2 times its 13-week average volume. The move keeps the weekly trend backdrop active and supports the deep recovery attempt, but the ShareMaestro evidence is not yet clean. Activity pressure is positive, but not broad enough for a fresh buy signal. Relative strength remains negative at -7.18, and the stock is still only mid-range within its 52-week band. Key points. 1. Dash gained 10.2% for the week, 12.7% over 4 weeks, and 35.8% over 12 weeks, outperforming both consumer cyclical and internet retail averages. 2. The close at $216.3 sits 23.3% above the weekly trend line of $175.4 and 31.8% above ShareMaestro fair value of $164.0. 3. Volume improved to 27.2 million shares, 1.2 times the 13-week average of 22.3 million, giving some participation evidence, but not a decisive volume confirmation. 4. The trend backdrop is active, but the streak is only 1 week, and activity pressure carries no fresh buy signal. 5. Risk remains visible. Dash is down 16.6% over 52 weeks, 24.3% below its 52-week high, and has posted 31 down weeks versus 21 up weeks in the past year. Recovery move beats the group, but the range position is still middling. DoorDash's 10.2% weekly gain stood out inside a stronger consumer cyclical tape, where the average weekly return was 2.3%, and inside U.S. internet retail, where the average was 7.0%. The stock also ranks in the stronger part of its broader sector peer set for the week, with a peer percentile of 83.8%, helped by a 35.8% 12-week advance that is well ahead of the sector's 10.3% and the industry's 11.3% averages. The move is still best described as a recovery rather than a breakout. At $216.3, Dash sits at 51.3% of its 52-week range, between $143.3 and $285.5. That puts the stock comfortably above the weekly trend line at $175.4 and ShareMaestro fair value at $164.0, but still 24.3% below the high watermark. Trend signal improves, yet confirmation is incomplete. The weekly trend backdrop is active, with Dash 23.3% above its trend line, but the active streak is only 1 week, and trend breadth across the stock's own 52-week history is limited at 26.9%. The signal state therefore supports a constructive weekly regime without yet showing durable trend persistence. Market dynamics are also mixed. Activity pressure is positive at 1.13, but ShareMaestro records no fresh buy signal, and the 4-week pressure change is negative at -4.5%. Relative strength has improved sharply over 4 weeks, but the latest reading remains below zero at -7.18, which keeps the recovery behind the strongest peer evidence. Volume backs the rebound, but not with breakout-level participation. Latest volume was 27.2 million shares, above both the 13-week average of 22.3 million and the 52-week average of 22.2 million. That 1.2 times participation ratio is constructive, after the prior week's 13.4% gain came on only 17.8 million shares. But it falls short of the stronger confirmation threshold watched for a more decisive institutional footprint. The sequencing has improved from late July, when the stock briefly closed below the trend line at $172.9, before rebounding to $196.2 and then $216.3. The next volume test is whether participation can rise toward 1.5 times average if price attempts to extend the recovery toward the upper half of the one-year range. Risk balance: strong average gains, frequent downside weeks. Dash's return profile remains volatile rather than settled. Recent weekly return volatility is 6.7%, close to the 52-week base level of 6.9%. Over the past 26 weeks, only 11 weeks finished higher, while the one-year split shows 21 up weeks against 31 down weeks. The average positive week is 5.9%, larger than the average negative week at negative 4.2%. But downside weeks have been more frequent. The opportunity evidence is the active trend backdrop, positive activity pressure, and a price move above both trend and fair value. The risk evidence is the negative relative strength reading, the lack of a fresh activity pressure signal, and the remaining 24.3% drawdown from the 52-week high. Watch next for the trend line to remain a weekly regime floor, for activity pressure to broaden rather than fade, and for volume to move beyond baseline if buyers keep pressing the recovery. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.